Can you describe for me how science became integrated into daily life in the past couple hundred years?
Science became part of people's everyday life in several ways during the course of the last 200 years. In part, I think it became something that affected how people actually learned. It became part of everyday education, elementary education, high school education, university education. And that's all very recent, in fact. Science then, especially at the end of the 19th century, began to be more and more integrated into practical invention and industry. This especially happened with electricity, so that inventions like the telephone, the phonograph, the films, all sorts of things that now we just take for granted, actually came about during that period. And then I think if you look more recently, you can see a way in which a whole range of different parts of our everyday life have been transformed by the sciences. Just think of the way that you communicate with people now. It is through scientific systems like the internet, through telephones, through other kinds of inventions, which really, if you go back 200 years ago, are almost unthinkable. And the impact of science on them is often delayed. It takes a while, but it's immediate and direct now. We live in many ways in an environment which is saturated by the combination of science and technology.
It's hard for us today, with all the fruits and problems of modern science right at our fingertips, to think of a time when it really wasn't in our lives. How did people approach education before science was getting integrated into the curriculum?
I think we have far more scientific education today and for the past 100 years or so than anybody would have even imagined at the beginning of the 19th century. Partly this is, of course, because science itself has expanded and developed so much. But more fundamentally, I think it's a question about what scientific education might actually do for people. I think as it became increasingly clear that there were going to be technological payoffs from science and the need for a scientifically educated workforce, people began to teach more about the way in which natural systems worked, about chemistry, geology, and so forth. And really, these began to replace a lot of the older forms of education, many of which were religious in their basis, based around the Bible, around moral teachings, around philosophy. And it's been a gradual change, but it is quite striking that if you had gone, say, to a place like Cambridge, where I teach 200 years ago, you would have learned the classics and some mathematics. Whereas now Cambridge is most famous, of course it's famous for many things, but most famous as a scientific university.